Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Welcome to you. It is a moving right along Tuesday afternoon. No more autopsy on an NFC title game in which we pretty much all identified when the patient died on the table. It was when Brock Purdy went down. How does this patient now, the San Francisco 49ers, get up off the table, get up off the slab, and meet what I think is about a possibly 3-year window where legitimately competing for a Lombardi trophy is the annual goal? How best to get there? We got a show about that today. Michael Irvin joined Ray and I yesterday, but it was over on the stream. I'm sure many of you may have missed that. We'll have that for you at 4:15. We're live with Peter King early in our 5 o'clock hour. And Ray, we got a lot of stuff to get into, including two coaching hires from today. DeMeco Ryans, congratulations to him. He is off to Houston.
Congratulations being a relative term.
It is a soft landing spot that comes with a paycheck that will change his great-grandchildren's lives. So at the very least, generational wealth is certainly his and his family's going forward, and that's a good thing. And Sean Payton is going to be the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. Terms yet to be discovered, but the deal that allows him to talk to the Denver Broncos has been consummated with the New Orleans Saints. So we got some news today.
DeMeco Ryans did well for himself. I don't know if the Texans did well by him, though, because the Texans are still the Texans. And between their history of not figuring out how to run an operation and their lack of patience with their last two coaches, I'm not sure that what he gets is what he believes he'll have a chance to accomplish. That said, he knew that going in, so he doesn't get the claim surprise. The Texans were out there where everybody could see them being awful. So if he can fix this, then he's underpaid no matter what he's making. And if not, I'm sure they'll turn on him like they've turned on so many others.
I think it is a soft landing spot, though. I think it's a hard job, but it's a soft landing spot because the Houston Texans at some point have to realize that their franchise cannot be seen as a coaching carousel that never stops spinning. After 1 year of evaluation, they moved on. He's got a 6-year deal, and I think this team has to give him 3 to 4 years at the very least from not just an optics standpoint about another burning through African-American head coach as quickly as humanly possible, but just from a football standpoint. Plus, he is one of theirs. He is a Houston Texans alumni, and that should buy him one more year of good grace than they would be willing to extend to someone otherwise. I think it's a great spot for him to be in. Patience is afforded to very few first-time hires, especially by this franchise. So they almost have to be forward with that this time around. They painted themselves into a corner of incompetence that only a decision to stick with a hire could possibly get them out of, whether it win or lose.
I'm glad you said almost, because all those things are true, yet the Texans are the Texans.
They sure are.
And that is my reservation. It's not about whether he can be a head coach. It's about whether he can be a head coach there. They're still trying to sort out who makes decisions in that building, even though they fired Jack Easterby back in December. I don't know if they even know what their structure is right now. And that's an unfair burden to place on a first-time head coach who has to fix a team that just finished winning 3 games for the third time in its 20-year existence.
The good news is he's got an opportunity. A generational, wealth-changing level paycheck will be his. And congratulations. Nowhere to go but up with the Houston Texans. There is no doubt about that. He deserves it. He deserves it. He comported himself perfectly since his promotion to defensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers. They were unquestionably among the best unit in football every day he coached them.
Oh, his resume is not to be disputed. And this goes back to when he was a player. I mean, nobody doesn't like him. My only hesitation, like I said, is that Houston doesn't know how to point to Dallas. And I mean physically point to the direction where Dallas is. That's how awful they are. And you say that they almost have to be patient with them. Almost is exactly the right again. You would think they would be patient with it.
With a QB reboot to boot?
But I don't trust Cal McNair, and I don't trust Nick Caserio. And I have a feeling that the general manager is going to get replaced soon, too. So he's going to spend at least 2 years, you know, having to deal with just the raw turmoil of the Texans building. And after that, who knows what they get? Are you right? Should he get 4 years minimum? Yeah, I'd say so. But I just don't trust the Texans.
It's a long-term fix. Hopefully he is a long-term solution for them. Good luck, D'Amico. You officially need it where you're going. Sean Payton. The Saints are going to receive the Broncos' 2023 first-round pick, which was number 29 overall, and their 2024 second-round pick. For Sean Payton and the Saints, give up a 2024 third-round selection back to Denver. So the Broncos can now go ahead and start negotiating what is going to be, you know, an annual coaching salary that I'm guessing begins north of $17, $18 million, possibly north of $20 million, because Sean Payton played this pretty smartly by letting everyone know, hey, it's not just Denver or bust for me. I'm interested in other jobs that might even include the Houston job, which made him more valuable than just pointing in one direction. He played it well. And ESPN.com is reporting that the Broncos, again, have traded their first-round pick to Seattle last year for the blockbuster trade for Wilson, and then acquired a first-round pick from the Dolphins in a trade that sent Bradley Chubb to Miami last year. And that pick originally belonged to, say it with me, the San Francisco 49ers, who gave that pick to Miami to trade up for Trey Lance. It's amazing how all these things are intertwined.
Well, eventually they all have to be, because it's a pretty small shop when you look at the 32 teams. But it's interesting to me, not so much what he's going to make, because he is at minimum going to be the second highest paid coach in the NFL. and may give him more money than Bill Belichick. To me, the question is, how much roster control is he going to get? And that's where I think the interesting part of this is, because the money's the money. You know, none of us are going to see any of it. It's just going to go from one wallet to the next. But how much control is he going to have with a team that's owned by a new guy, with a general manager who's probably a lame duck to one extent or another? So to me, the question is Sean Payton going to have the same kind of power where he's at that Kyle Shanahan has where he's at? Because that's the thing that you'll be able to see on the field.
Don't know whether or not he really even wants it. He has always worked with a general manager. And to me, more than complete roster control, where Sean Payton needs to have total clarity to take this job in Denver is, do I have your full confidence to be the one to pull the plug on Russell Wilson if it's not working? Like, that to me is the one position of roster control he must have. The rest of it is negotiable. But he's got to have final say in whatever year he deems is the year where we're either going to keep going forward with Wilson or cap hit be damned, cap numbered be damned, damage be damned, sunk cost be damned. If I say it ain't him, that is the direction we go in.
If he has the power to say that, then he essentially has the power to say everything.
You would think they go hand in hand.
And that's why I raised the point. Because if he's the one who's going to go in and be able to make the call on Russell Wilson, then he's going to be the one who gets to make the call on everybody. In which case, he does have roster control. And the reason why I raised the point is because Russell Wilson is sort of the thumb you just hit with a hammer being held up to the light. It just, if you are restrained by money from doing with him what you want to do, then you don't have roster control. And I cannot imagine that Sean Payton took this job just for cash.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.